Track 6.11.
Signpost A2+, B1. Unit 6. Helpful tips. More to share. Kids go where there is excitement. They stay where there is love. Zig Ziglar. As a high school teacher, I always attend school meetings with the parents of teenagers. The conversations are mainly about the difficulties of living with a teenager. Each parent only adds items to the list of complaints, but offers no solutions. When you search the net, you can see that most of the articles are about how to make your teen clean their rooms, or be more responsible, or how to handle and control aggressive teens. But not much is written from the teenager's perspective. I believe what we need today is to look at the problem in a different way. Here is what I have found, having observed and talked to other students, as well as mine. Common problems that teenagers face today. 1. Issues with body image. During the transition from childhood to adulthood, teenagers' bodies get new shapes and sizes, and most of the time they don't feel comfortable inside their own skins. Eating disorders such as anorexia and bulimia may typically start. It is stated that 95% of people with eating disorders are between 12 and 15 years old. Even if teenagers don't suffer from an eating disorder, the feeling that their bodies are not right can have lasting negative effects on their mood and relationships. 2. Time management stress. Students get stressed when the number of projects and tests increases. At the same time, in their social life, teenagers want to hang out with their friends or spend some time on their hobbies and interests. They are also distracted by electronic devices and social media. Trying to deal with all these puts teenagers under a lot of stress in terms of use of time. They must use their time effectively, which they simply can't do. The pressure makes them more anxious and depressive. 3. A need for community and identity. Many teenagers struggle to find a place in society and want to be accepted by their friends and parents. Otherwise, they feel lonely and insecure. If they get the message that they don't belong to that community, they feel isolated and depressed. TV shows and commercials may also misguide teenagers. They give the idea that you're cool and you belong to a certain group if you have the products of popular brands. What is a teen to do? Is it their fault? 4. Social and parental pressure. Parents often expect their kids to achieve everything that they themselves couldn't. Expecting teenagers to get good grades, be well-behaved and responsible for themselves, and have great friends is a lot of pressure. Added to this is peer pressure. Teenagers are concerned about being accepted and popular among their peers. When all the people pull teenagers in different directions, the pressure builds. What can parents do to help their teenage kids? Stop complaining and take responsibility for your teens right now. Even though they are in their teens, they still need their parents. Smartphones, computers, and other gadgets cannot give teenagers the love and care they need. Establish good relationships and build lines of strong communication so that your kids don't look to you as enemies. Avoid commands and advice. Listen to teenagers' point of view and encourage them to express themselves. Fear of failure is a great reason for stress. Help your kids manage their anxiety and build confidence. What can teenagers do? Keep in mind that you are not alone. There are thousands of teenagers going through the same period. Talking to your peers and sharing your problems with them can help. Don't forget that this is a transition period. Nothing is permanent. Everything will settle down sooner or later. Don't hesitate to want help from your parents and teachers. We are all here to support you. You can even get professional help to solve your problems. Akshata Agrawal.